Tens of thousands of evacuees from New Orleans have been pouring into Baton Rouge and other nearby areas with stories of chaos, suffering, and violence. Many of them praised the relief efforts at huge shelters set up by federal and state officials, but they expressed dismay over the continuing anarchy in the city they left behind. In a telephone interview with local radio station WWL, New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin challenged both President Bush and Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco to bring his city more help.
God is looking down on all this, and if they are not doing everything in their power to save people, they are going to pay the price. Because every day that we delay, people are dying. And they're dying by the hundreds. I'm willing to bet you. They are getting reports and calls that are breaking my heart from people saying, I've been in my attic. I can't take it anymore. The water is up to my neck. I don't think I can hold out.
The mayor says political leaders should stop giving news conferences and concentrate instead on getting the relief effort up to speed. Mr. Nagin says this is not the time for politics as he watches his city fall apart.
I'm at the point now where it don't matter. People are dying. They don't have homes. They don't have jobs. The city of New Orleans will never be the same.
President Bush has also expressed frustration at the slow pace of recovery and has called on officials on the scene to do more. The president is touring the devastated region and is scheduled to meet with Governor Blanco and other officials. Another problem vexing the relief effort is lawlessness. Criminals have taken advantage of the crisis and have been hijacking relief vehicles and reportedly even firing guns at helicopters. National Guard Lieutenant General Stephen Bloom says his forces are well armed, but that their job is not to go after the delinquents.
Lethal force is something that we would try to avoid at all costs. We're here to help the people of Louisiana, not inflict damage on them. The only reason that we come on is for self-protection, and if it is necessary to have arms and ammunition to preserve a safe and secure environment down here, then we need that equipment on hand, but we don't want to use it.
Federal officials say some 30,000 soldiers are being deployed in New Orleans and other battered areas along the Gulf Coast. On Thursday, 300 National Guard soldiers with combat experience in Iraq and Afghanistan arrived here from Arkansas, and on Friday, a contingent of 1,000 National Guardsmen from Puerto Rico arrived on scene.